This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy Happy Monday. Hope you had a good Father's Day, good weekend. On the heels of Father's Day, it seems that more men are opting for cosmetic surgery in what's called the daddy do-over. Early procedures can cost up to $30,000, including liposuction of the chest, abs, and flanks. Doctors say men can cut back on the dad bod and keep their youthful figure. This has mainly been happening in the Big Apple, but it's making its way across the country. Seems to me you could do the same thing with a workout regimen. One more dad story, this one out of the University of Michigan, where more than half of fathers get criticized for their parenting style. A survey found 67% of those receiving criticism are hearing negative feedback about discipline, 43% about diet and nutrition, 32% about paying too little attention to their kids, and 32% for being too rough. 40% of the criticism fathers receive is from their co-parent. 25% comes from a grandparent. But despite all the criticism, 90% of dads feel like they're actually doing a good job with the kids. Did you miss National Flip-Flop Day on Friday? Yeah, quick reminder to our staff, it's not in our dress code, Brock. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Monday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Americans' favorite type of vacation is at the beach. Yeah, according to a SurveyMonkey poll, here are the five favorite types of vacations. 5-1, partying and nightlife. Food and wine tour. Doing something outdoorsy, number 3. Number 2, exploring arts and culture. And number 1, chilling on the beach. Oh, my wife would agree with that. New study out of Great Britain says people need at least 2 hours of nature each week to promote well-being and wealth. People with regular exposure to natural surroundings are significantly healthier and happier than people who hang out indoors. Well, it doesn't take Captain Obvious to figure that one out. There's a new warning out by researchers at the University of California, Davis, making do-it-yourself cat food for your pet could be harmful. They looked into 114 recipes for cat food found online and in books and said many of them failed to provide a proper nutrition a cat needs. And there were some recipes that could even lead to accidental poisonings. Probably why Giada De Laurentiis' new show on Animal Planet never took off. Giada at the Tuna Factory. And Ina Garten even tried a cat food show on Food Network. The Hairball Contessa. Never mind. Finally, Thrillist.com has just put together a list of, quote, 101 dishes that changed America. Obviously, I don't have time to read off all 101 of them, but here are some of the highlights. Things like the hot dog in 1916, the Reuben sandwich in 1920, chocolate chip cookies in 1936, fried chicken in 1940, Filet-O-Fish in 1962, the Bloomin' Onion in 1988, Americanized Ramen Noodles in 2004, Kale Salad in 2007, the Cronut in 2013, and most recently, Rainbow-Colored Bagels. Join the Galvan Humane Society for their furry 5K and 1 mile Paws on Parade walk on July 6th. 8 a.m. start at Kids Corner on Monroe Boulevard. You got finisher medals and other awards. Get all you need to know at runsignup.com/furry5k or call Al Van at 637-5062. And that's the Firecracker Furry 5K on Saturday, July 6th in South Haven. Great cause, Al Van Humane Society. Knucklehead news out of South Carolina, where Kevin Leroy Scott White had warrants out for his arrest. He was spotted riding his moped around a park late last month. When he noticed cops coming toward him, he took off on foot. The 47-year-old ran into the woods and briefly eluded them, but a canine unit traced them to a dishwasher tucked beneath a nearby mobile home. The episode ended when the cop said, "You're going to get bit by a police dog, so you better come out." He did, charged with fleeing an officer and possession of meth. That's your Daily Buzz. Send buzzable material to Paul at WCSY.com. Drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. 11637 is our address on M140 if you'd like to drop it in the mail to me. Or just leave a quick message on our Facebook page. Daily Buzz podcasts are posted at WCSY.com, our website. You become a subscriber, we'll email them to you each day. iTunes, Google Play, Facebook, TuneIn, Stitcher, Alexa will even play them for you. Just ask her to have Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM play daily podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Have a great week.